The effort to stop development of the proposed Pebble Mine through the use of a veto authority granted to the EPA was discussed at length Monday night during a meeting in Dillingham. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
Several tribal organizations from the Bristol Bay region have taken a unique tack to try and stop development of the Pebble Mine by asking the EPA to stop the development of the mine before it even gets started. In May, six federally recognized tribes sent a letter to the EPA asking it to initiate a public process under Section 404C of the Clean Water Act. That section allows the EPA to stop the issuance of discharge permits if the proposed discharge would have an unacceptable adverse effect on fisheries, wildlife, municipal water supplies, or recreational areas. In an effort to gain some insight into the use of the EPA's 404C authority, the Chogyang Tribal Council and Trout Unlimited invited a former regional administrator for the EPA to Dillingham for a public meeting Monday night. Wayne Nastry served 8 years as the administrator for Region 9. He now works as a private consultant, and he's working with Trout Unlimited. He confirms that the EPA's veto authority under Section 404C has only been used 12 times, and in all 12 instances it happened after a lengthy permitting process. He says the request of the tribes for the EPA to use its Section 404C authority preemptively in the case of the proposed Pebble Mine would be precedent-setting.
Now, what's interesting, though, is that Congress envisioned, in fact, that EPA would utilize it in a preemptive fashion. Use it first. And the reasons are, if EPA says up front, this is an aquatic resource of national importance, and it's so important that you can do only certain things here and we're going to provide certain protections, everybody knows what they can and can't do, so it provides certainty.
One of the hurdles that will have to be overcome is that the Pebble Partnership has not yet filed for the necessary state and federal permits and has apparently not yet finalized its mining plan. That means that there is a significant lack of data and a public record. Nastry says it appears that the risks posed to the Bristol Bay watershed from development of the Pebble Mine would give the EPA the justification to step in and stop the project.
You can arguably say that Bristol Bay is an aquatic resource of national importance. Bristol Bay supplies over 40% of the global sources of salmon. That's a pretty important resource, and it's one that, again, justifies EPA's action. So when you're talking about what justifies the agency's action, that's one of them alone. Fisheries, and that's one of the key criteria. Remember, I said there were five. You only need one. Well, there's a huge one right there. The other aspect that EPA has in order to get involved is there's been a formal request by tribes. You have a government-to-government request for EPA to consider this. The agency has to respond to that under their own policies, under the executive order provisions. So the agency is considering all of these things right now.
During her visit to the Bristol Bay region in July, EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson confirmed that the agency was looking into the request of the tribes. Nastry stressed that the agency wouldn't just step in and use its veto authority, rather it would go through an extensive public process first.
It's not just going to come out and say no. It's going to say we believe there's enough information to move forward in this process and to begin extensive information gathering. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. And it's going to take a lot of input. So the factors of where EPA is now is it's considering how to do it.
Several times during his presentation, Nastry noted that the EPA likely will be very careful in addressing the request of the Bristol Bay Area tribes because of the possibility of having their decision promptly challenged in court.
Because the last thing that anybody would want is for EPA to make a decision and then they're immediately sued for being, quote, arbitrary and capricious because they don't have enough of a record to support it. So the agency is going to take its time to make sure that it's got a strong enough case to withstand that litigation. And the litigation, you know, when you're an EPA, it's coming. You're going to get sued. And you handle everything based on that knowledge that you're going to have to be in court and you're going to have to withstand that legal challenge.
The six Bristol Bay area tribes that have asked the EPA to consider using its 404C authority include the Equoc Village Council, the Nustuyahok Traditional Council, and the Chogyang Tribal Council from Dillingham. Other organizations that have asked the EPA to step in include the Bristol Bay Native Association and the Bristol Bay Native Corporation. One of the bills in the U.S. Congress that the tribal leaders are watching closely is a bill introduced in July by Congressman Don Young to repeal Section 404C of the Clean Water Act. That bill has been referred to three committees, but is yet to have an actual hearing. It's unknown when the EPA will decide whether or not to instigate a public process related to the 404C request put forward by the six tribes from the Bristol Bay region. It's anticipated that the Pebble Partnership will not apply for permits or release their actual mining plan until sometime late next year. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.